This is news on 90.3 FM WBRH.
With your BRH news for Thursday, March 7th, I'm Olivia Bryant. Yesterday, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signed into law the remaining bills approved during the special session on crime. Not only do they lower the age at which individuals convicted of felonies can be charged as adults, but a significant portion of the bills will lead to increased prison sentences for specific crimes. Landry says these juvenile offenders pose a serious threat.
Well, they've broken through cinder block walls. They have injured our correctional officers. We have a couple of them now in ICU.
Landry emphasized the need to increase the minimum sentence for carjacking.
If you carjack someone in this state, you better hope that that car is full of gas and can take you where these folks right here can't find you. Because when you do, you're going to go to jail for a long, long time.
Critics say the laws are reactive and won't reduce the crime rate in Louisiana, which remains one of the most violent states in the nation. Republican Congressman Garrett Graves recently confirmed his intent to run for re-election during November's congressional primary, maintaining his position of representative of the 6th District, in spite of recent significant changes made to the district's political boundaries. Graves wants to continue working towards being chairman of the House of Transportation and Infrastructure Committee.
We, I think, have a huge opportunity to advance some of the states or to address or solve some of the state's biggest problems, and we want to step in and do that.
As chairman, Graves will have a significant influence on the federal funding of vital infrastructure projects in the state of Louisiana. Among a wave of recent book censorship, many are speaking out. Jay Smith has more.
It feels very bad. I feel very alienated.
One after another, books are being labeled as inappropriate, specifically targeting minorities who are already underrepresented. Sam, a sophomore at Baton Rouge Magnet High School, says that this causes people to feel targeted and singled out for just being themselves.
Indeed I do. I feel like I'm being unfairly silenced.
PEN America, an organization supporting writers' freedom of expression, recorded over 3,300 banned books in U.S. public schools in just the 2022-2023 school year, which is over a 30% increase from the previous year. Over one-third of these books were written by queer authors or about LGBTQ people. Florida and Texas banned the most books, but Louisiana is at risk of following their lead. This is especially concerning because 88% of recent book bans happened in Republican-leaning states like Louisiana. Library technician for the East Baton Rouge Parish Blue Bonnet Library, Misty Luttrell, says that teen rooms have tried to regulate these things on their own.
For us specifically, the teen room is going to be stuff that's more explicit in like relationship and sex. Probably even more recently than that, is going to be your LGBTQ and race.
Wilson, a concerned parent with children in several different grades, knows what's inappropriate for his kids.
Pretty much anything involved in sexual acts, homosexual activities, anything involving abuse of children or violence against others.
He echoes the belief that it's the right of the parent to determine what books their children read.
Be up to the parents if they want to expose them earlier.
In the midst of debate of whether or not to ban books, Misty Luttrell says that both sides share this opinion.
If we don't talk about it, it's not going to make things stop happening. You don't have to read it. You don't have to let your kids read it. But you shouldn't stop someone else from allowing their kids to read it.
I'm Jay Smith reporting.
This week, Lainey King, co-founder of Crawfish App, brought some good news to the state of Louisiana, estimating that crawfish prices have decreased by about $1 per pound over the past few days. Following a low supply and unusually high prices leading into the beginning of crawfish season, King says things are looking up.
January, there weren't very many crawfish. February, a little bit better. But March, we're really seeing the catch pick up. The fishermen and farmers are telling us supply is up, and that is driving prices down.
King says these may be some of the best prices of the season. With your BRH News, I'm Olivia Bryant.